Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Edelmes Perez Santiago. Date of birth is 4/14/1971. Date of procedure is December 27, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter DO. Referring physician is Dr. Adrian Higuera Flores. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is screening for colon cancer and abdominal pain. In the right upper quadrant. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, or the possibility of missing lesions, which malignancy will explain to the patient, period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite. Place in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and then sends direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb segment. Portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, a retroflex view is obtained in the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach, full withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period, as usual rectal exam is normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. Ileocecal valve and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination is made at the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period. A retroflex view is obtained in the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with the Boston Bowel Prep score of 7, 2-3-2, period. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the C line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from the pipe block with one tongue of salmon colored mucosa and the small island extending past 1 centimeter. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp that was slightly more erythematous than the others. Comma, this was biopsied. Sorry, this was taken out via cold biopsy polypectomy and placed in a separate jar. Next line, there were multiple fundic gland appearing gastric body polyps that were removed via cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Go back to that last one. These were all diminutive in size. Next line. There was gastric erythema that was patchy noted, and biopsies were obtained in the anterior body separate for histology. Next line. There was duodenal bulb erythema . This was also noted in the duodenal sweep. Biopsies were obtained for histology. next line at colonoscopy, next line blood spot prep score was 7, 2-3-2. Great as good. Next line, there were several inverted ticks noted. There were 2 diminutive sigmoid colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 7 rectal diminutive sessile polyps that were all removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. These were hyperplastic appearing. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding were noted. Next line, there was external skin tags. Next line, overall tortuous colon. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, increased fiber and water intake recommended. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.